80% of life is simply showing up. Because no matter what you do, and this is such an interesting truth, it's like no matter how much you love what you do, there are days where you just aren't in it. You just mentally, maybe even physically, you're just not there. And those are the days when it's most important to start. And the expectation doesn't need to be the world. The expectation doesn't need to be that it's something game-changing or revolutionary, but the expectation has to be that you are the kind of person that even when you don't want to, you sit yourself in front of that computer and you just start typing. And maybe nothing comes from it, maybe something does, but you showed up. You know, when it was most difficult, you showed up. And the interesting thing is that sometimes that situation is exactly when the best stuff comes. You know, believe it or not, when we don't want to be there, we're really using, all the discipline we have left in our body to make it happen. Great things come from those moments. You know, it applies to every single thing we do. Like all of these concepts, you know, we're all different. We're all, you know, in different worlds with different narratives, different stories, different priorities. But, you know, that will always be a commonality. There are times when you don't want to do what you most need to do, and the ability to, and actually I'm going to backstep, like it is an identity thing. It is seeing yourself as that, the person that makes it happen, the person that finds it within themselves to show up, to be there, to just do something to get the ball rolling. Let's look at this one simple singular concept. You can always be doing more than you're doing. Whether you're sitting there or whether you are in a world of hurt, going through hell, there is a way to level up. There is a next level. There's something more. There is the next stair in the staircase. And sometimes we just simply need to be reminded that, because the default is comfortable. Even when you push yourself to a level you've never pushed before. Well, guess what? The ceiling becomes the floor. Your new normal, you adapt very quickly. And sometimes you need that whispering in your ear, hey, you're comfortable. You can do a little bit more. You can always do a little bit more. There's no rule that says you can't be 1 second faster. There's no rule that says you can't push a little bit harder. And, you know, that message I keep in my back pocket, because every time I draw from it, I improve. My life improves. And, you know, if you have aspirations, which I know everyone listening to this or watching this does, right? That's why we watch this content. That's why I create it. That's why you guys do what you do. We want more. We know what we can get from life. We know that infinite pool of possibility to draw from. So why waste it? And the more you get that reminder, no matter what you're doing, hey, there's more in you, period. That will never be a false statement. There is more in you. And I'm really implementing that right now into the creative aspect of my life. I went from one video every 10 days to one every day. And there's a growing pain, and you know, sometimes it's difficult, sometimes it's, you know, it's tough to be able to create at that level. But the reward.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/football. Fuel points TC.
It is through the roof, and you know the change, it occurs quickly. And I was talking to someone about it, and he says, well, that'll be nothing when you're doing three a day. And it's like, that's the way you need to look at the world. There's always more in you, and if you don't remind yourself of that, it just goes untapped, right? Like, again, I could easily see a situation where I just put out one video a day or one video every 10 days for the rest of my life. I'd never know what that other door could unlock. So whether it's running, whether it's work, whether it's at home, whether it's a relationship, whether it's something you're building, whether it's something you want to create, whether it's something you want to stop doing, you can always be doing it a little bit better, a little bit faster. And that's what this video is about, and I hope you remember that. I hope this is that whispering in your ear that you need, you know, to remind yourself, hey, you know, I'm operating here at a fraction of what I could be doing. I'm tiptoeing right now. I could be sprinting. So I want to start with a story about cliff jumping with my friends maybe 4 years ago now. We flew into Las Vegas, spent some time in Vegas, and then we hit like national parks in Utah and then Arizona and went all the way up the coast. When we were in Lake Tahoe, at the very end, there is this spot to cliff jump. This really, really high peak. And, you know, it's notorious, and it was just like a scary thing. And I remember walking up, there were three of us, and two other people were there. It's like you have to hike up to it. It's kind of in the woods a little bit. One of my buddies walked up, and, you know, we thought he was going to jump right off. And he stood there, and he looked down. And he looked down for, I don't know how long, a while. You know, ultimately jumped. As far as I knew, I wasn't afraid of stuff like that, right? So I walk out and I look over the edge, and I could not bring myself to jump. Physically, I couldn't do it. Rationally, I couldn't speak myself or talk myself into it. There was no more rationality going on. It was just, I was frozen in fear. And I just remember sitting there and looking down. And, you know, people would come up and ask about it. And they'd be like, you know, can I jump? And I'm like, go ahead, right? Like, it almost got to the point where it was hurting my pride. And I still couldn't jump. And I just stood there, and I stood there, and I stood there. You know, I forget how long it took. I don't really know, and time was probably felt insane in that moment, but eventually I did, and it was incredible, right? It was a forever long drop, and just the adrenaline and the excitement, and you realize for a second that type of thing, that's peak living, and there's more of that out there in the world, and all of a sudden you want to capture it and obtain it, and you realize what you had been missing, you know. And then my friend came up after me. He stood there for just as long too, right? It's a very weird thing, and it's hard to explain. There are so many situations that are this peak in our life, this cliff that we know we need to jump from. We know the other side is better, or we suspect, but we can't bring ourselves to do it. And this all came from a quote I found from John Green, one of my favorite authors. In his book, Paper Towns, it says, "It is so hard to leave until you leave. And then it is the easiest goddamn thing in the world." And that's right on the money, right? Being on the edge of that cliff, it is terror, sheer terror. It is so hard to make that jump. And then you do, and it's like life opens up. And it's the same thing with in this case, right? It's so hard to leave until you do. It's terrifying to uproot, to change, to go somewhere you don't know. But once you do, life opens up. It's incredible. The other side is beautiful. And it's waiting for you. All of this is coming to a single point, a rule that I use to guide my decision making. And the rule is simple. If you are not content where you are, that is your reason to jump. Because on that cliff, rationality dissolves. The future is unknown and it's scary. And how are you going to logically talk yourself into a scary unknown when you're at that point? You can't. It doesn't make sense. And I think that's why so many of us are scared to make that jump. And we ultimately turn back and we concede and go, okay, I'll just stick with what I have. This isn't great, but it is what it is. I can't bring myself to make that jump. We're all there at some point. I've been there. I've been there with speaking. Big cliff for me when I first started. Ultimately jumped and you know, put me on a trajectory that changed my life, right? Same thing with making videos. Same thing with my first client. Like, all these things, they're terrifying. And in the moment, you can't logically speak through them, so you just have to go. And it's like, well, how do you logically explain? You don't. You just go. Because if the present, here's the rule, if the present is not making you content, go. Jump. Right? Never forget that the path, the future is comprised of a trillion paths. And you can bend them and shape them and remake them. And sometimes it won't work. Sometimes it'll, you know, blow up in your face. But again, you're still presented with an opportunity to adjust and remake and bend and reapproach and continue forward, right? The only way to lose is to stay on that cliff for the rest of your life. And so if you needed some type of rationality, if you needed some type of reason, I'm hoping that maybe I can give that to you today. If you are not content where you are, jump. Because somewhere along the way, you'll figure it out. Every time I've jumped, it's changed my life for the better. Maybe not immediately, but ultimately. And as I say, that's what life's all about. So, hey, I hope you got something from this podcast. If you did, please subscribe, rate, review. Helps me get it out to the world. And guys, I appreciate that. And I will catch you tomorrow.